Early in June, the Supreme Court cleared the way for police to take DNA samples from people they arrest without a warrant. The decision has stirred concerns among criminal justice and privacy advocates, not to mention scriptwriters.
The suspect we're looking for is a blonde female.
Would you mind giving us your fingerprints and a DNA sample?
Actually, yes, I would mind.
Looks like we're stuck.
The challenge of legally obtaining DNA samples from suspects is an essential plot point in police and court dramas, driving the action across two, sometimes three, commercial breaks. New York Times television critic Neil Genslinger wonders what the effect the high court ruling could have on TV crime shows. Hello, Neil.
Hello.
You came up with a pretty accurate plot rundown of TV shows threatened by this ruling. Could you share it with our listeners?
Well, a boilerplate plot in a lot of these crime shows that are on TV today is the first couple of minutes, there's a dead body turns up in some capacity, and then the next 45 minutes are spent trying to pin that crime on somebody, and a lot of that work involves finding a DNA sample that matches some past criminal.
DNA match.
Book 'em. I wish they were all this easy.
I don't understand.
You're done.
But even with this much evidence...
I know he's guilty. I mean, we got this guy dead to rights.
Something is amiss.
You want to talk?
And then in the last 3 minutes of the show, the culprit is ultimately revealed. But the large chunk, the bulk of the show, is this dance about matching DNA to some existing suspect or finding that the DNA doesn't match any known suspect and that sends you on a wild goose chase. All of that is put in jeopardy by this Supreme Court ruling.
That's going to really cut down on the content. What's this going to do to the television drama?
Well, it either turns them all from 60-minute police dramas into being 8-minute webisodes, or it, of course, forces crime show writers to toss out all of their generic sort of plots and start over again, which they have had to do in the past. They had to do that when DNA first became a factor 20 years ago or whenever that was. Because, you know, the hunt for that one fingerprint on the door jamb or something suddenly seemed very passé.
In addition to the fingerprint plot, there are other TV shows and characters that have seemed instantly dated by these kind of technological changes. What are some examples?
Well, the one that I immediately think of is the telephone. You can trace the impact of the telephone and then the cell phone on television shows, on movies, and even before that on plays. Going back, you know, a couple of centuries. In the old, old days, there would be novels that would spend hundreds and hundreds of pages of having one character pining just to hear the voice of another character. Oh, if only I could heareth your voice one more time. And then somebody invents the telephone, and all you got to do to heareth their voice one more time is pick up the phone and talk to them. Well, there goes hundreds and hundreds of pages of carefully wrought prose right out the window. The list of dramas where a telephone becomes a major character because it rings at a particularly crucial time. And yet, for decades, the one thing a telephone couldn't do was travel. Then along comes the cell phone, and you have a whole new type of dilemma that turns up along with it, which is, do I get reception? Is the cell phone working? There are now entire shows that are built on whether or not some character is getting cell phone reception. Could you have Gilligan's Island today in the era of the cell phone? Maybe not.
There is no phone in this island. There is no phone, no newspapers,
no radios, no cars. I know all about that, but nobody can tell me that there's not a phone on this island.
You're right. I'm telling you, and I'm nobody.
You know, somebody in the seven stranded castaways is bound to have a cell phone with them, and one of those cell phones is probably going to get a signal somewhere, and there goes Gilligan's Island. So every time something new is invented, or the Supreme Court makes a ruling like this, or some kind of other social change or technological change is instituted, it completely throws script writing and television writing into a tizzy. I think we should now, for all future decisions on whether to invent a device, whether to rule a certain way in a court hearing, all of those decisions really should be based entirely on how they're going to affect our television, which is the most important thing in all of our lives, of course. I mean, this, the whole privacy and, you know, civil rights and stuff, those are fine, but is it going to affect our television?
New York Times television critic Neil Genslinger, thank you so much for joining us.
You are quite welcome.
Now, you can find a link to his article, In DNA Ruling, A Cruel Blow to Scriptwriters. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. Ooh,